Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day number 17. We have another message from Our Lady where she appears to the children on October 13th, 1917, and says,
"Do not offend the Lord our God anymore, because he is already so much offended."
Sister Lucia says, "We offend God because we transgress his precepts, all of which are a manifestation of his love for us, as in the case of the love of a father who takes his son by the hand and points out to him the path he is to follow in order to attain happiness and inherit his father's property. If the son becomes unruly and rebellious, if he despises the things his father has taught him, obviously he hurts and offends his father in the most sensitive part of his heart, his love."
Right, so having no rules for our children in our house would be abuse.
That would be unloving.
It would be unloving. Mm-hmm. Kids need to be formed. Children need direction.
Yeah, and they need routine.
And we're children of God.
That's right.
And God's infinitely more wise than us. And so he has laws, he has precepts, and they are all a manifestation of his love mm-hmm. for us. Although sometimes we don't like it.
That's right.
Because our kids sometimes don't like our rules.
That's right. No.
And there is consequences in our home if our children do certain things that are wrong. And so if I do not discipline them, the world will discipline them. Mm. And the world will not be nearly as kind and loving as their father. So it's better to form them now than them suffer the consequence later.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
right.
And we know this as earthly fathers, how much more so it is true with our heavenly father.
Mm-hmm.
So Our Lady comes to us and says, "Don't offend God. He's already much offended. Listen to him. Conform your life to him."
Mm-hmm.
He is for you, not against you.
That's right.
Sister Lucia quotes Deuteronomy, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart, and you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes." These are the lenses we need to put on our eyes. We need to view everything in life by this commandment. We are to love God with our whole being.
You know, I think sometimes people might see that as like fanatical. It's like your speech, your thoughts, your reading, your everything needs to be glorifying to God.
And isn't this what Our Lady was all about?
Yeah.
Her entire life.
Yeah.
She was radical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And I think sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe I'm a little too radical. But no, like this is what God has asked us to do, mm-hmm. is to do everything in order to glorify him.
And we are made for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is our design. We're made to love God.
Mm-hmm.
We're made to rest in him.
Yeah, and it brings us joy.
Yeah.
I love doing things that please him.
Hmm.
Sometimes I have a hard time, though. But when I do it, it brings me joy.
There's something else that stood out to me in this chapter. It was regarding how our love for God then needs to spill over to loving others.
Mm,
and
yeah.
That we cannot say we love God if we don't love others.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, she does talk about that.
It reminded me of Saul on his way in scriptures to persecute the Christians. And mm-hmm. God knocks him to the ground and says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Mm-hmm. He didn't say, "Saul, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting those people in Damascus?"
Yeah.
He said, "Why are you persecuting me?" It was an offense against our Lord that Saul was persecuting Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important lesson for us. If we want to love God, we need to love others.
Yeah. It also makes me think of a quote from Dorothy Day that says, "I only love God as much as I love the person I love the least."
Hmm. Nice. I got some work to do.
Yeah.
I did want to bring up something else regarding this law of love, because rules without relationship equals rebellion. So if our relationship with God is all about rules and the following the precepts,
mm-hmm.
then we'll just rebel.
Right.
But if it's all about relationship without rules, it leads to ruin.
Mm.
So we have to find the middle ground.
That's right.
Like we have rules in the covenant of marriage.
Right.
That we agreed to when we entered in. Like, right. I am yours.
Yes.
You are mine.
Yeah.
That's a rule. I happen to love that rule because I love Janelle. And that's where we get to with God, I think. We start to love his precepts because we love him. And we recognize this is for the good of us and the relationship.
So Sister Lucia also made reference to the scripture about reaping and sowing, and it reminded me of something that actually happened just today. At lunchtime, we were reading a book that our daughter is supposed to be, you know, studying for school, and it's all about the story of Fatima. Anyhow, we're at the part where the mayor of Urim basically kidnaps the children when they're actually on their way to the kova to, you know, for the next time that the lady is supposed to appear. And he takes them for 5 days and puts them in jail. Once they are finally released, they go back to doing their shepherding duties and they feel very disappointed that they missed the apparition of Our Lady. And they think, oh my goodness, we're only going to get 5 apparitions instead of 6. But then all of a sudden, Our Lady appears to them. Mm. She looked very disappointed and sad, and she was very upset at what the mayor had done to them, these little children. And she said because of his actions, the final miracle would not be as great.
And what was that final miracle? For the final apparition of Mary, an estimated 70,000 people had gathered with the 3 children in the pouring rain. All of a sudden, the rain stopped and the clouds parted. The sun came out and suddenly appeared like a white disc of light that began to sway or dance in the sky. Then it began to spin. Bright rays of light of every color washed upon the earth. Then the sun appeared to zigzag and fall towards the earth. People cried out for mercy. And just as it seemed to hit the earth, the sun stopped and rose again to its normal position. This was witnessed again by tens of thousands of people, believers and atheists. Physical miracles happened. The ground, which was wet and muddy before the miracle, was now completely dry. The clothes of the people, which were soaked by the rain, were also miraculously dry. This miracle was reported to have been seen up to 15 to 20 miles away.
It's probably, in my opinion, the greatest miracle maybe since the parting of the Red Sea. And Our Lady is saying, it would have been greater.
Mm-hmm.
Had this man not sinned and kidnapped these kids for 5 days. I mean, so our sin, when we offend God, steals grace from others. What would have that miracle been like? And how many more people would have been converted?
Yeah, exactly.
Had the mayor not done that?
Mm-hmm. So you can see how, like, one person's actions can then affect the outcome of something else.
In effect, how other people experience God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
Please pray along with us. The Rosary, again, we'll link. And Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Can we share our dream with you? We want to reach millions of people by sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to do this by keeping all future content free, accessible, and shareable, just like the video you saw.
But we can't do this without you. Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis by joining our Patreon team? To partner with us, click the link at the end of this video or in the description. Thank you for your consideration.